It's time now for a tale or two from the summer learning program at the Dorman Library. In cooperation with Big Country WABH Radio, you can hear these stories for kids every Saturday morning at this time. Miss Kathleen and Miss Tara will be your storytellers. Our program is brought to you by Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union, the Betty Kay Bake Shop, Joint and Von Hagen Law Firm, along with Yogi Bear's Yellowstone Park.
Hi, everyone. This is Miss Kathleen from the Dorman Library, bringing you our summer learning programs, Imagine Your Story. Today, I'm reading you a book called The Book with No Pictures by B.J. Novak. And for those of you who may not know that name, he starred in and helped to write the sitcom The Office. So this is his book, The Book with No Pictures, and it really does not have any pictures. All right. It's published by Dial Books. Here we go. This is a book with no pictures. It might seem like no fun to have someone read you a book with no pictures. It probably seems boring and serious, except here is how books work. Everything the words say, the person reading the book has to say. No matter what. That's the deal. That's the rule. So that means even if the words say, blurk. Wait, what? That doesn't even mean anything. Blurf. Wait a second. What? This isn't the kind of book I wanted to read. And I have to say every word the book says? Uh-oh. I should have picked a different book. I am a monkey who taught myself to read. Hey, I'm not a monkey. And now I am reading you this book with my monkey mouth in my monkey voice. That's not true. I am not a monkey. Yes, I am a monkey. Also, I am a robot monkey. What? And my head is made of blueberry pizza. Wait a second. Is this whole book a trick? Can I stop reading, please? No? And now it's time for me to sing you my favorite song. A song? No. I don't want to sing a song on the radio. Do I really have to sing a... Glug, 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 my face is a bug. I eat ants for breakfast right off the rug. What? This book is ridiculous. Can I stop reading it, please? No? There are more pages. I have to read the rest? Okay. My only friend in the whole wide world is a hippo named Boo Boo Butt. Boo Boo Butt? And also, the kids I'm reading this book to are the best kids ever in the history of the entire world. Oh, really? And these kids are the smartest kids because they know a book with no pictures makes grown-ups have to say silly things and make silly sounds like... Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Here it comes. Are you ready for this? I don't know if I'm ready. Here we go. Glurgawacko, magrufadoo. Aye, aye, aye. Baroog, baroog, baroog. Oomph. Eeeow. Blaggity, blaggity, clippity, cloppity, cloppity, clippity. Beep, boop, eee. A dongy face. Oh, my goodness. I'm just a little bit embarrassed. Please don't ever make me read this book again. It is so silly. In fact, it is completely and utterly preposterous. That's a really big word that means goofy. Next time, please, 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 please help me choose a book with pictures. Please? Because this is just too ridiculous to read aloud. The end. Bonk! I didn't want to say that. That was The Book with No Pictures. We'll be right back after this message.
Yogi Bear's Yellowstone Park offers your family a whole lot of fun. This beautiful camping resort offers a 10-acre pond, swimming pool, playground, and plenty of activities designed for the whole family. They can accommodate any size RV, along with offering rustic cabins and RV rentals. Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park is located ideally in the Finger Lakes wine country, with wineries, state parks, and gorges nearby. Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park is perfect for visiting family, friends, and is a great place to get away from it all.
The Joint and Von Hagen Law Firm is proud to support the Dorman Library and their summer reading program on WABH Radio. Joint and Von Hagen is the successor to attorney William Joint's successful solo practice of more than 20 years in Bath. With the addition of Catherine Von Hagen, the practice focuses on residential and commercial real estate, estate planning, estate administration, and probates. Joint and Von Hagen is now located at 113 East Tobin Street in Bath, and they're committed to establishing and maintaining trusted legal relationships with their clients.
Welcome back to Imagine Your Story from the Dorman Library. The next book I have for you is called There Are No Bears in This Bakery. It is by Julia Sarcone Roach and published by Borzoi Books. It's a story set in a small town and told by a golden orange cat. Can you picture that in your mind? Here we go. There are no bears in Little Bear Bakery. I'm the whiskers of this neighborhood, and if it flutters, scurries, or scampers here, I know about it. The name is Muffin, and this is my tale. Each night, the moon rises, the bread rises, and I rise. The air cools, and the sounds get interesting. That's when the night shift begins. Cats like to stay up at the nighttime. Scratch, scratch, squeak. That's the mouse behind the bakery. Clang, crash, crunch, crunch. That's the raccoons in the dumpster. Snip, snip, flap, flap. Ah! That's the bats visiting the barber shop. I thought I knew all the night sounds. Until last night. Last night, after the sun rolled off the edge of the sky, a mysterious new sound rumbled over the windowsill. I stepped out to investigate. The air was cool and wet like a dog's nose. The alley was empty. No mouse, no raccoon, not even a bat. The bakery's back window was open like a crooked smile. I slipped into the darkness like icing melting down a hot cake. Inside, I listened for clues. Maybe it was a mouse. Mice love sprinkles. And that is when I saw it. It was the biggest mouse I had ever seen. Actually, it was the smallest bear I'd ever seen. I was surprised. The bear was surprised. My tail was the most surprised. That rumbled from the bear's belly. He's hungry. Up close, the bear smelled like old socks, cinnamon, and adventure. The problem was clear, and I was on the case. This cat is helping the bear eat all the things in the bakery. She's pulling things out of the cases, standing on top of the case. Cakes and donuts, pies, everything. The rumbling grew softer and softer until, burp, for a moment, everything was quiet. Too quiet. I heard snuffling sounds behind me. I had a tail. I mean, my tail had a tail. I mean, there was something in the darkness. The darkness had eyes, and they were looking at me. My whiskers trembled. My paws shook. It was an enormous bear. It smelled like the dumpster on a hot day and rumbled louder than the vacuum cleaner. Suddenly, it was lights out. Everything went dark, and I couldn't move. I was smushed like a muffin between the couch cushions. I was in the middle of a giant bear hug. It was warm, like a bath mat in the sunshine. It smelled like that bath mat needed a bath. There was a low rumble from somewhere in the fur. Oh, wait, that was me. It turns out big bears, they like sprinkles too. Now the big bear is eating everything. Light began to nibble at the edges of the window. It was time for naps. Even my shadow was sleepy. I made sure the bears got out on their way safely. They slipped right out the window. The sun rose and stretched like a yawn down the alley. The bears rumbled back to the forest. The night shift had ended. My job here was done. So that's it. Another case closed by Muffin. No bears in Little Bear Bakery. Not anymore. I took care of them. It was a messy job, but I handled it. Now it's time for a nap. So Muffin, our orange cat, has gone home and is snuggling up in bed next to the baker. And he mumbles, "By the way, we're out of donuts." And the end page shows the baker standing in the middle of his shop, which is pretty much destroyed. There are food bits everywhere, canisters knocked over, frosting prints of bear prints all over the walls and the floor. It's a mess in there. They're definitely going to have to do some more baking. Did you know we had a bake shop right here in town? The Betty Kay Bake Shop. And it is so much fun to go to the bakery. If you haven't been, I would highly suggest it. I think I'm going to head on over and see what she has. And I think I'm going to ask her if she's ever had any trouble with bears. All right. Now, just before we go, I have a joke for you, because I can't resist sending you out without a joke and a smile. This one comes from my friend Mr. Wayne, who works at the library. How did the hamburger introduce his wife? Meet Patty, of course. Thanks for joining us today. If you can't get enough stories, Discovery Kids Storytime is every Friday on Facebook, and the library is full of them. We're open for people now, so if you come on in to make an appointment, we'll be happy to help you out. Keep checking our webpage to stay connected with what's going on. Have a great day.
If you're looking for freshly baked donuts, breads, rolls, and cakes, you'll find them at the Betty Kay Bake Shop. They also offer cookies, cupcakes, pies often made with fresh local ingredients, and low sugar and gluten-free options. They continue to practice COVID-19 health guidelines with masks required and only 2 people in the store at one time. Open Monday through Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., except Friday, they are open till 5:30. The Betty Kay Bake Shop on Liberty Street in downtown Bath. It doesn't taste any better.
Summer is here, and the Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union is celebrating with a home improvement loan special. Thinking of a new roof, a new addition, or maybe some other home project is planned and you need money. Steuben Citizens is offering great rates. You can borrow as much as $15,000 at 4.5% up to 60 months. Must meet member lending eligibility requirements. When you need a great loan rate, the Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union is with you every step of the way on Wilson Avenue, where membership has its privilege.
That concludes our stories for this week, presented by members of the Dorman Library staff. We hope you have enjoyed it. Your comments are welcome. Our program has been sponsored by Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union, the Betty Kay Bake Shop, Joint and Von Hagen Law Firm, and Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park. You're listening to Big Country WABH, the home of the greatest country hits of all time.